Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You're listening to The Spectrum, Bob Ivory, and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you once again for tuning in to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I want to begin today's show with a big shout out to Mr. Benny Love for filling in for me last week. Benny Love put on a great show and had a great topic on the subject matter of love. So you want to go ahead and check that out. It's on my page on Bashani Radio, so you really don't want to miss that. There are some really great nuggets that you will appreciate in your relationship love life. Last week, I was away attending the funeral of my stepdad, who never treated me any less than a true son. When I was 13 years of age, he married my mother, who divorced my biological father when I was 9 years of age. Today, I'm talking about stepdads who step up. My stepdad did that in a big way. He came into my life at the age of 13. A very crucial point of development for boys beginning their transition into manhood. His death sparked a realization that stepfathers who step up are rarely celebrated in the media the way that single mothers often are, especially if they raise a child that becomes a phenomenal athlete or achieves a high degree of academic excellence. Perhaps I missed it. I could have missed it now. I'll concede that I may have missed those unending shows and streams of shows highlighting the exploits of standout stepdads. Perhaps you saw it, let me know. Instagram, Facebook, let me know. It's interesting, though, that if that stepdad, or if a stepdad, was a creep, we'd never hear the end of it. The stories would be absolutely unending. In the movies, the stepdad is a sinister and psychotic individual who wears one face for his wife and pretty much a demon face for his kids or stepchildren. However, my intent is to celebrate those who have done well, as in the example I will soon give. I had an interesting thought occur to me. Even Jesus the Christ had what we might call a stepdad. In fact, he was a divinely appointed stepdad, admonished by God, by an angel of the Lord, as recorded in Matthew 1:20. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. At first glance, the position of stepfather seems both awkward and unnatural. Blended families can be a tricky thing, but when that relationship goes right, I mean, it really does go right. So I am not suggesting that every stepdad is a saint. What I am suggesting is that there are more that need to be celebrated who essentially go unsung. There are many reasons stepfathers enter into the lives of children. I won't bother to try to list them all, but I will say that I am beyond fortunate to have had the stepfather that I did have. Beyond all the life lessons he taught me in my pre-manhood years, my stepdad, Mr. Jeff Quinney, who recently passed away just this past June 25th, literally saved my life. And when I say saved my life, I mean literally. If he was not there when he was there, I doubt very seriously that I'd be talking to you right here, right now. I was about 16 years of age and had bitten off a piece of turkey more than I should have. My mouth was filled with turkey meat. I chewed and chewed and chewed and tried to swallow and realized, uh-oh, there's a problem. In fact, suddenly I realized I can't breathe or speak. I ran into my parents' room pointing to my mouth because, obviously, like I said, I couldn't speak as I was choking. I believe at first it seemed to them that I was just joking around because I was certainly known to be a bit of a jokester as a kid. But I ran outside to try to get help from one of my sisters, but they were too far away to help. That's when he burst through the door and he hit me on my back until the food proceeded to be dislodged from my throat. Needless to say, but I will say anyway, I've eaten slower and with my mouth less full from that day to this. That was an incredible moment. It was a necessary moment. Just think about that. Think about the dads, stepdads, that come in at the precisely right moment in time. In my mind, it seems like a divine appointment. Because if you take away my stepdad from that equation, and you have the same circumstance, I'm not here talking to you on the spectrum or anywhere else. So, to say the least, you can understand why I would be very thankful for my stepdad. My pop, as I sometimes called him, taught me valuable character lessons that continue to serve me well to this day. He would tell me important things that a young man should know about life and about growing up. But what he showed me through his own example spoke so much louder and with greater clarity than the words he spoke, though his words had great substance. I'll give you a few examples because there are circumstances and things that he taught me that literally got me out of some serious jams when I was much younger. One of the things he taught me about was how to patch up a car. There's certain things when you had a used car, there's just certain things that you had to have in your trunk just in case something didn't go right. And one of the things he taught me was to make sure you have some duct tape and box cutters in your car. Duct tape and box cutters. And he showed me how to fix a busted radiator hose with that duct tape and box cutter. I remember that I decided to take a trip, a little retreat for myself. And I had this, I think this was a 1978 Brougham. What's that car? It was big, it was huge, it was a big blue car. And I decided it's going to take a trip, and I knew it had some issues, but it was a pretty reliable car. But I was driving alone one night. There was a lot of fog on the road, and I'm driving along, and all of a sudden, I could see that the temperature was rising, and I could smell that smell of the busted radiator hose. It's kind of that sweet, steamy smell. But I remember that smell coming through the vents in my car, and I'm like, oh no. There's something going on with my radiator. So I pull over to the side of the road, and there's this barn. It's dark, and I'm scared. I mean, I'm by myself. But I had the wisdom to take his advice and keep a jug. Well, that's the other thing. He said keep some water in your car as well. Both those box cutter and that duct tape. But I got underneath the hood, and he showed me that there's a place that you can cut when that radiator hose is busted, and you can move it up after you cut it. And you can limp yourself, you can get yourself back on the road. And that's exactly what I did. I was able to patch that situation back together. And I tell you, not only did I continue on to where I was going, which was a considerable distance from my home, but I also made it back home. Just one of those lessons that I was taught that literally got me out of a serious jam, especially late at night. And I'll tell you one more story. And this is really something that I think, I don't know. It's, I guess I think of how sometimes we can, as young men, we can be foolish, lazy, whatever. And, I'm just thankful that he got in my face, so to speak, when it was necessary. I had another car, and this particular car, this is my first car. And he was out there making some repairs on this car. And can you believe that I had the nerve to be up in the attic where my room was, sleeping, while he was outside working on my car? But he yelled up to me, said, if you don't get your so-and-so down here, you know. And I thought, man, it occurred to me, even, you know, man, that's stupid for me to be sitting up here in the bed while he's down there working on my car. It's just amazing to me, I guess, as I reflect on just foolish things that young men do that just don't make any sense. But I got out there and I joined him as he was fixing my car, and I learned how to fix it as well. I think it was something like a busted water pump or something like that. And sure enough, one day I had another busted water pump or something like that and was able to fix it. But that's only because I took the opportunity to glean from the wisdom that he was sharing. And that wisdom was absolutely priceless. Do you have a stepdad? Do you have a story? Do you have memories of someone stepping in at a crucial point in your life? Well, you know how valuable that is. So this show is my salute to my stepdad, Mr. Jeff Quinney, whom I will always and forever be grateful for. Because as I said before, he literally saved my life. in more ways than physically. But the lessons that I learned, the things that he taught, both spoken and unspoken, as I said before, absolutely priceless. Even though he's gone, you can still meet him. I have a video I shot of him in 2015 where he shares some history about his life. So you can visit my Facebook page, Bobby Ivory, just Bobby Ivory on Facebook, or at Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram. So once again, I want to thank you for tuning into The Spectrum. But here's a little nugget I want to leave with you. It seems people are becoming less and less civil to one another every day. In fact, I was watching a video on Facebook that showed these people having some exchanges on an airplane. And this person was complaining about the fact that the light coming from the window was too bright. But the problem, as I see it, it wasn't that individual's window, but they kept reaching forward, insisting that this person let down the shade because it was too bright. Rather than asking, this person rudely insisted. And so this back and forth begins of slamming the shade up and down and up and down. What in the world is going on, and why are people so rude, and why do they feel they are so entitled to have their way or to be rude and disrespectful to people? What is that? Why do we do that? Why have we become so insensitive to the feelings and needs of other people? Why have we become so disrespectful? The behavior of people baffles me. Why would you be rude to a person you don't even know? Yeah, that's a dangerous thing to do when you think about it. You have no idea what a person is capable of or who you're dealing with. Being disrespectful could be a very traumatic experience for an individual. In fact, it has been. I think they call it road rage. People on the freeway and somebody cuts them off and they get bent out of shape because they got cut off. And now people are exchanging gunfire on the expressway because they're upset that someone got in front of them. That's just pure insanity. I mean, just, you know, they cut you off, just let it go. Just let it go. You will live a lot longer. And in the end, be a lot happier if you just let some stuff go and stop trying to get your way all the time and stop this process of feeling that you are entitled and no one has the right to offend you or to, you don't have the, you know, you should never ever be offended in your life. That everything should go exactly as you wish it to. It's just not the way life is. But you'll certainly live a lot longer if you learn to be more respectful. People often scoff at the Christian faith. But if you think about it and you really read the words of Christ, the words of Christ and the words of the Bible are as practical as they are spiritual. Here's a very practical teaching that Jesus taught. He said, "Do for others as you would have them do for you." I mean, that's so simple, but if people actually practiced that, if you gave respect the way you wanted to receive respect, if you wouldn't want to be slapped on the face for accidentally stepping on someone's toe, then you shouldn't slap someone if they accidentally step on your toes. It's very practical. And some people, I guess they confuse what they see on TV with what's actually in the Bible. Just a little nugget here for you. Read it for yourself and you will see the wisdom that's in it. In particular, the book of Proverbs, I think you will find it extremely valuable information regarding the matters of life. And this is the kind of wisdom that my stepdad shared with me. These are the words that shaped my character and shaped how I treat people to this day. But let's not be rude to one another. Let's be kinder to one another. Let's show a little more consideration and deference to one another. What do you think about that? Does that make sense? Does that seem like a reasonable proposition? It seems to be to me. But that's why I'm here, because I want to at least begin to try to change some of the discourse and the way people interact with one another and share some information and ideas. I could change the way we treat one another and the way we experience life. Because I'll tell you, when we are good to one another, life is just outstanding. 2020, and even to this point, we're not quite out of the woods yet, but it's better than it was with regard to the pandemic. If anything, we should realize that life is unpredictable and that we need each other. In fact, remember this. But think about this. When it comes to politics, people really become nasty to each other. They just really get beside themselves with their own ideas. And they reject those of other people that don't share their political views. And once again, I hear it on the radio, I see it on Facebook and social media, people just going back and forth about their political views. And they don't give any consideration to the other person's perspective. And one thing I've learned is that if you can put yourself in the other person's shoes, you might not be as judgmental as you would be without that information of knowing what it's like to walk a mile in that person's shoes. Life is full of a myriad of experiences and traumas and pains and joy and all of that. We can make somebody's day better just by being a little gentler, a little kinder. Remember this, just because someone disagrees with you, it doesn't mean they hate you. It just means they're exercising their right to think freely. I doubt any of you listening to me right now would be pleased or accepting if you were forced to think the way someone else told you to think? I think we can disagree without being disagreeable and rude to each other. Because at the end of the day, remember this, you never know who you're going to need. I'll say that one more time. At the end of the day, you never know who you're going to need. So treat everyone with respect and dignity. Close of the Spectrum with Bob Ivory today. I want to let you know that we are preparing to move the headquarters of Ivory Coast Media. We are preparing to move our operations to the great state of Tennessee. So I'm looking forward to that move, looking forward to a new adventure. And if you live in Tennessee, give me a shout. Let me know what it's like, because I'm on my way there. Next, at the end of August, that's when we plan to land, if you will, in Tennessee to prepare for new adventures and serving people in some new and exciting ways. So I'm looking forward to that. Let me know what you think. Leave me a comment, leave me a statement, do something, communicate with me, talk to me. Let me know you're there. Ciao for now, my friends. Godspeed.
Completely redesigned Bashani Radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.